John Walsh, December 1977.
Okay, the first one was Rosin the Bow. It's an old Irish drinking song. And let's see, what was the second one was a jig, Irish jig, Gallagher's Frolics. And the third is the Flowers of Edinburgh, which is a hornpipe.
Mm-hmm. So was this a Scotch?
Well, it's both Scotch and Irish. Because I've heard it from both places. It's a common fiddle tune. So, get ye a dozen stout fellas and have them all staggering go, and dig a big hole in the meadow and in it put rosin the bow, and in it put rosin the bow, and in it put rosin the bow, and dig a big hole in the meadow, and in it put rosin the bow. When I'm dead and laid out on the counter, a voice you will hear from below, saying, bring down a hogshead of whiskey to drink with old rosin the bow. To drink with old rosin the bow, to drink with old rosin the bow. Oh, bring a hogshead of whiskey to drink with old rosin the bow. Oh, I see that old tyrant approaching, that cool and remorseless old foe. But I lift up me glass in his honor, take a drink with old rosin the bow. Take a drink with old rosin the bow. Take a drink with old rosin the bow. And I lift up me glass in his honor, take a drink with old rosin the bow. That was Rosin the Bow, which is the same one I just played on the tin whistle a couple ago, which is, that's a drinking song, which is originally Irish, but it's sung a lot over here. You find it in collections. Okay. Yeah, well, this one's called 900 Miles.
I was walking down the track, I had tears in my eyes, trying to read a letter from my home.
If that train runs me right, I'll be home next Saturday night, for I'm 900 miles from my home, and I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. If that railroad runs right, I'll be home next Saturday night. Pack up my bags and go home. If that wheel runs me right, I'll be home next Saturday night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home, and I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Well, I'll sell you my watch, pawn you my chain, hock to you my gold diamond ring. If that wheel runs me right, I'll be home next Saturday night, for I'm 900 miles from my home, and I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow.
Okay, this is a cowboy song. So,
I ride an old paint, I lead an old dance. Going to Montan for to throw the Julian. They feed in the coolies, they water in the draw. Their tails are all matted, their backs are all raw. Ride around, old paint, ride around them slow. For the fiery and snuffy are raring to go. Old Bill Jones had two daughters and a son. One went to Denver, the other went wrong. His wife was killed in a pool room fight, but still he's singing from morning till night. Right around, old paint, right around them slow. For the fiery and snuffy are raring to go. Oh, when I die, take my saddle from the wall, put it on my pony and lead him from his stall. Tie my bones to his back, lead our faces to the west, and I'll ride the prairies that I love the best. Ride around, old paint, ride around them slow. For the fiery and snuffy are raring to go.
Let's see if I'm in the same key here. Song. Been around for a long time. Rose Tree, or sometimes called Port Larga. All of these tunes get used over and over for different songs, so you get a number of names.
Okay, well, you said that nobody ever sings anything but Waltzing Matilda from
Australian
songs, but actually I know one that isn't that. Or I do if I can remember the words to it. One summer several summers when I was at the University of Illinois, as a poor student, I made some extra money by singing for groups of union
mm-hmm.
people who would come in to the School of Industrial Relations there for a course in the summer. They would be some lectures by the professors, and then they'd have parties afterwards, and so they paid me a little bit to come in and sing songs. So I learned all sorts of union songs, but this one I picked up also for one Australian song. So it goes like this. I'm a-riding down the Castlereagh, and I'm a station hand. Handy with me rope, and I'm handy with me bran. And I can ride a rowdy colt or swing an axe all day. But there's no demand for a station hand along the Castlereagh. So shift, boys, shift, for there ain't the slightest doubt. It's time to make a move to the stations further out. So I saddled up me pack horse and whistled to me dog, and I'm heading across the country at the old jig-jog. Well, I went to Illawarra, where me brother's got a farm. They has to ask the landlord leave before they shift their arm. The landlord owns the countryside, man, woman, dog, and cat. And they haven't the cheek to dare to speak without they lift their hat. So shift, boys, shift, for there ain't the slightest doubt. It's time to make a move to the stations further out. Was I to raise me hat to him? Was I his blasted dog? We're heading across the country at the old jig-jog. Well, I asked a fella for shearing once along the Martha Guy. We shearing on Union Cellar, says he. I calls it scab, says I. I took a look along the board before I turned to row. There was 20 flaming Chinamen a-shearing in a row. So shift, boys, shift, for this ain't the slightest doubt. It's time to make a move to the leprosy about. So I whistled to me pack horse, whistled for me dog, and I'm heading across the country at the old jig-jog. See? Oh, here we go here. Try two. See, this one I've heard a number of different versions of this one. It goes this way.
There was a wealthy farmer who lived there very nearby. He had a beautiful daughter, on her I cast my eye. She was so tall and so slender, so pretty and so fair. There ne'er was a girl in this wide world with her I could compare. I asked her if she'd marry me as I crossed over the main, or would she remain single till I returned again? She said she would prove single if I would prove in kind. So we kissed, shook hands, and we parted, and I left my girl behind. I travel over this wide world, strange faces for to see. I met little Maggie Walker, and she fell in love with me. She asked me if she'd marry me, if I would roam no more. Forgot the words for that verse. Well, I went down one morning, down to the market square. The mail train being on arrival, the mail boy met me there. He gave to me a letter, which gave me to understand that the girl I'd left in old Texas was married to another man. Well, I read down a little further, then finding all was true, I turned my horse and buggy around, not knowing what to do. Hard liquor I'll give over, bad company I'll resign, and I'll roam all round from town to town for the girl I left.